Right now, though, we'll stay on the WikiLeaks story. The group's founder, Julian Assange, is now the subject of an arrest warrant in Europe. Assange faces rape and sexual assault charges in Sweden. The accusations emerged months ago. Assange dismisses them as part of a smear campaign against him. The WikiLeaks leader is under increased pressure to justify his actions after this week's disclosure of sensitive U.S. diplomatic cables. But the pressure's been building for some time, as the world's Jerry Hadden reports.
U.S. Ambassador to Spain Alan D. Solomont spoke before Spanish TV cameras in Madrid yesterday.
Under no circumstances.
Through an interpreter, Solomont denied that the U.S. pressured Spain to derail an inquiry into torture at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. That's what one of the cables published this week suggested. It's an example of how each document put out there by WikiLeaks has an interested audience somewhere. WikiLeaks has never received so much attention, and its founder and leader, Julian Assange, has never lain so low. He's trying to avoid Interpol. The arrest warrant couldn't come at a worse time. For starters, WikiLeaks has a long backlog of material still to publish, but its problems go beyond having too much work. Supporters and some staff have been steadily turning on Assange himself. Assange's right-hand man, Daniel Domscheit-Berg, quit WikiLeaks this fall. He'd complained about Assange's secretive and authoritarian management style. But worse, he said, is the recent direction WikiLeaks' work is taking. Domscheit-Berg told German TV that the group's focus has been almost entirely on mega-disclosures from the U.S., like the Afghanistan and Iraq war documents, and now the U.S. diplomatic cables. He said that was a misguided strategy that has only increased the political pressure coming from Washington. Assange's focus on America has lost him support outside WikiLeaks as well, including in Iceland, where he'd hoped to set up shop, protected by tough new freedom of speech laws. Some former supporters say the original WikiLeaks idea was to set up regional hubs, as it were, where local journalists and activists could publish sensitive information relating to their own regions. That hasn't happened, they say, because of the focus on U.S. projects. Those projects have generated criticism from journalism organizations, too, not because the U.S. has been singled out, but because in the Afghanistan war documents, the identities of collaborators were not redacted. That decision was made by Assange himself. Big mistake, said Clotilde Lacat with Reporters Without Borders.
If you want to release documents because you promote transparency, good for you and do it. Because if you think people have to know what is going on, put them out there. But please, don't release the names.
WikiLeaks appears to have taken such appeals to heart. It has redacted sensitive information from the Iraq war documents and from the diplomatic cables. But analysts say WikiLeaks' change in policy isn't likely to stop the U.S. from trying to charge Assange under the 1917 Espionage Act. Assange once told an employee that WikiLeaks would flounder without him. That remains to be seen. But either way, other organizations will surely take up the torch, says former co-worker Domscheit-Berg. There is definitely a future for the idea that WikiLeaks was based on, he says, and that idea shouldn't be linked to just one organization. He says he believes that WikiLeaks has opened a Pandora's box that can never be closed. Domscheit-Berg is allegedly forming a WikiLeaks competitor already. As for WikiLeaks itself, the group's next disclosure of documents is rumored to involve a big bank, an American bank. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden in Barcelona.